Hi, my name is Randy. I'm reaching out on a recorded line. Donna, this is in regards to an inquiry for the Roundup lawsuit. Miss Likens, have you got help with this? Or is it Likens? Hi, I'm Randy Reese, like the peanut butter cups, Miss Likens. Ma'am, have you gotten help with this already?
No, I haven't.
Did you or a loved one get diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup? Oh, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Yeah, be fine.
Okay. So just a couple of housekeeping questions. Have you already gotten an attorney to get you assist you with filing a claim?
No.
And you are willing to affirm under penalty that you've not sought legal representation advice from any other law firm for this specific matter. But most importantly, ma'am, you've not signed documents with another law firm. Is that a yes? You've not done that?
No, I'm not.
So you're willing to affirm, correct?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, was it you or a loved one that got diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying the Roundup?
It was me.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Do you happen to know the subtype that they diagnosed you with?
B,
Was
stage
it
one,
B, was it lymphoma
lymphoma.
or leukemia? Okay, so that's
Thank
called.
God I ain't got no leukemia.
Well,
That
you
runs in the
know.
family. We don't want to talk about that word.
Well, that's a. Well. As if this isn't enough, seriously. So that's the B lymphatic lymphoma, not leukemia, thank God. You're right about that. Is that the only, as if it isn't enough, is that the only NHL diagnosis you received, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. And you'd be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And what year were you diagnosed?
2015.
2015. Oh, you've been living with this for a while. Okay. Do you happen to know the date that you got the diagnosis or your approximate best guess you could tell me? Because.
Not really. It would be probably sometime in June or August.
Okay. So they will pull the medical records. Would you be more comfortable with me putting. Like June 15th or August 1st, what would you be the most comfortable
June 15th would be probably better.
with? Okay. So we'll go with June 15th is approximately when you received your diagnosis. Now, did you use Roundup at home?
Yeah,
Okay.
we were helping her mother.
Okay. And what is the address where you used it at?
Let me think of what it is. Been a long time since I've wrote it.
That's okay, I know.
238 Pricetown.
Price?
Price,
Price, Pricetown.
Road.
Road.
Whitleyville, Tennessee.
Oh, you're in beautiful Tennessee. Quidleyville?
Whitleyville.
Whitleyville. You know, you got a little southern drawl. Okay.
A whole lot.
That's cool, though. That is cool. Okay. You know what? I didn't find it. Let me try again. Do
Yeah, college was talking to me about that.
Okay. Tennessee. Oh, I'm sorry. Tell me this. It's 238.
238 Tree Line Road.
Tree Line Road.
More like
Whitneyville.
Tennessee.
Oh, which
Oh,
one?
well, I'm giving you my husband, sorry.
That's okay. Is it Whitneyville?
Whitleyville. Whitleyville.
And it is tree because there's
Anybody?
I'm not finding Tree Line Road.
Tree Line Road is not. That's
Okay.
my
Okay.
husband's address.
Okay. What is the one in just do you know?
Where my mother's at
Well,
house is.
where'd you use the Roundup at?
Where my mother's house is.
Yeah, your mother's house.
Okay. It is 238. No, it is. Let me think again.
Take your time.
3158 Pricetown Road.
And that's it?
Fort Lauderdale, Tennessee.
Okay.
And I know that's my mama's address.
The road is, say the road one more time.
Pricetown Road.
PriceTown.
Yes.
Okay. Jeez, I found it. Okay. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Took a while. Oh, that's way out there, too.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And I'm further out than she is.
We'll get to that in a second. All right. Now, I am going to text you my name and phone number. You do texts, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Donna, I'm going to send it to you. I'm going to do it while I'm thinking about it. My name is Randy Reese. It is like the peanut butter cups. I say that because it kind of makes it easier for people to remember. There you go. All right. 459. But I think you got something here. So stay with me. And they have, just in case, I don't know if you'd use Google or not, but they have started settling these claims. And I can't talk dollar amounts, but they are on the internet. So getting in at the right time. Okay. I just sent you a text message. That's me, Randy Reese. And don't forget, ma'am, you can pass on my phone number to anybody else, any neighbors or colleagues or anybody else that may want to talk to me about the Roundup claim. There, got that out of the way. Now, your age when you got diagnosed, were you between the ages of 18 and 79 years old?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know if you're going to cut it down close, I was going to tell you, I don't know.
I gave you a pretty good spread on that one, okay? 6:15. There's a couple things I'm going to have to ask. And I am a gentleman, so I'll get there in a second. But do you have, and I don't need it, but do you have a birth certificate?
Yeah.
And how many years do you think you sprayed Roundup?
We probably did it probably 6 years.
6 years?
Let me think.
Yeah.
Because I know how they are on that part, too.
Well, you got to think of it this way. If you were using it at your mom's house, and you were probably using it in Tennessee, you know, you get a lot of weeds there. I got a brother that lives in Golden Valley, and he gets a lot of weeds. I do know that. So you probably got to think that you're probably using it, you know, a good 9 months out of the year, right? At least?
Yeah.
And then the question would be is how many years do you think you did it? And I know you're thinking about it, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to remember what year I quit.
Well, I am going to ask you what year you quit, too. So if you're thinking about it, did you quit when you got your diagnosis in 15?
No.
Oh, you kept spraying it?
My brain went blank.
That's okay. That's okay. So did you? I got some ways to try to help you if you don't mind me asking a couple questions.
Okay.
You sprayed it at your mom's house, right? Now, were you living there or just going over there and helping her out?
Going over and helping her out.
Okay.
My dad died in 2004.
So your dad died So then you think sometime around 2004, you probably went over there and started spraying it.
Yeah.
Because you're helping her out. Now, you were diagnosed in 2015. So I know what you were thinking in your mind is you were trying to come up when you stopped spraying it. So if you were diagnosed
in 2015,
that's what I'm thinking. That usually people stop when they say, "Oh my God." So would you say it's safe to say that you used a Roundup for probably 11 years?
10 or 11, because like I said, dad died and four.
Right. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to put 11 years. Is that agreeable to you?
Yeah.
Or I can put 10. It doesn't make any difference.
We'll put 11.
Okay. Now, throughout that 11 years, I know the answer to this, but I got to hear it from you. If you count up the days that you use Roundup over the whole 11 years, not in a row, But the total number of days that you might have used the Roundup or did use the Roundup, is it more than 10 days? Did you do it more than 10 times?
Probably.
Okay. Are we on a smartphone or a cell phone?
A smartphone.
Are we on
keep
a...
everybody else off of it.
We're on a cell phone. Thank you. Are you a citizen of the United States there, young lady?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Real quick, I'm going to go down a list of illnesses. All I need to hear is yes or no if you've ever had these, okay? So,
okay.
HIV AIDS.
No.
Autoimmune disease.
Got all kinds of them.
You do?
Yes, I do.
What do you have?
Lupus.
You poor thing. My sister-in-law has that, but it is very survivable. How
if
about
you got somebody that can help you?
How about organ transplant?
No, I've not had to have that yet.
How about hepatitis B?
No.
How about hepatitis C?
No.
How about Epstein-Barr?
No, I haven't.
And you did tell me, yes, you have lupus. And is that considered an autoimmune disease?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
I believe
one.
You. I believe you.
Lupus, neuropathy. I've got three different of arthritis.
Do you have rheumatoid?
Yes.
How
rheumatoid,
about
osteo, and gout.
How about diabetes mellitus? Do you have that?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Type 2.
Okay. How about?
Well, it's what they call pre-diabetic, but yes, it's
okay.
Right there at the level of 6, what they check the A1C.
Yes.
So it's just staying right there. So
but you've been holding.
Either or.
You've been holding good. Do you want? Well, he hasn't officially diagnosed you with diabetes if you have pre-diabetes. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay, so we're gonna put no. Now, have you had any other cancer? Have you had any other cancer requiring any chemotherapy other than non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No.
Okay. Do you have a family history of cancer that you're aware of?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And what did your father pass away from cancer?
My dad died with a cell.
Carcinoma.
Carcinoma in his
That's what
lungs,
killed
in his bones.
That's what killed my mother-in-law. Yep.
Hurts, don't it?
It does. And any other family members that perhaps had cancer?
My grandmother had breast cancer.
Okay.
My great-grandmother had stomach cancer.
Oh, my God.
And I mean, them's my mom's brothers all had leukemia. There's six of the brothers.
Those were your uncles?
Yes, four of them had leukemia.
Okay.
And one of them had melanoma. The other one's still alive. He says we're not part of his family, so I don't know what he's got.
I'm so sorry to hear all that. It's crazy.
All of the granddaughters have autoimmune disorders.
Okay.
We ain't got nothing that's going to kill us. We just got something that's going to make us miserable for our whole entire life.
I know what love is. I do. No, you're right about that, Donna. You are.
I'd rather be alive. And be baseline. I don't like this flare-up crap.
I hear you. I do hear you. Now, Donna, do we spell your name D-O-N-N-A?
Yes.
And then your last name, we spell it L-I-K-E-N-S?
Yes.
Okay. And can you please confirm your gender for me?
I'm a girl.
Thank you. You're a female. And Donna, is there any suffix to your name, junior, senior? Sometimes I get a woman that there is, sometimes.
No.
Okay. Young lady, are you married?
Yeah, for a while.
Okay. And what is your social security number, please?
413-47-5279.
Thank you. And your date of birth, young lady?
12/28/1967.
1967, correct? I am older than you, like I said. Now, there's no right or wrong answer to this question there, young lady. When did you first learn that there might be a connection of Roundup and your cancer? Was it, maybe a TV ad or something you saw? How did you first learn about it?
Yeah, we had seen it on TV.
That's how most people, either that or internet, most people tell me. Okay. And when do you think you might have first became aware? I know that was the TV ad. When do you think you might have became aware that your injuries might have been related to that? That probably is the same time that you saw the ad. When do you think that was? And there's no right or wrong answer. It could have been a year, it could have been last year. It doesn't matter.
It was last year. We were sitting around talking, and it come on, and we hollered at one, or they hollered at me to come in the kitchen and come in the living room, and we were talking about it.
Okay. Do you remember
And
approximately? I'm glad you did, actually. Do you remember what time of the year that was last year? About a year ago?
early spring, mid-spring.
Okay. I'll just put June then. Because it
Yeah.
isn't quite summer yet. Okay. And that was last year of 23. Okay, cool. Now, here's the part I told you I'm older and you know that now. But I do need to ask your height and your weight.
5 and 200.
5 foot what?
Five.
Five
I'm
foot
five
even?
eight. I'm five. I'm
Five
5 foot.
5 foot even. Okay. And what is your best email? Two MM?
Q
Okay,
as in
Q.
queen.
Q M M.
I am the queen at my house of
Okay.
M.
Okay, so your email is
QMM3300
at
gmail.com.
gmail.com. So I've got Q as in Queen, M as in Mary, 3300 at gmail.com.
Yes, but that's Mar Michele Maroney, not Mary Mary.
Okay. But it is QMM, right?
Yes,
Okay.
it is.
And this phone number that we're talking on, 270-5459-4542. That's the best phone number for you?
Yep.
Okay, 459-4542. Now,
Oh, I don't read right
part of
now.
part that's what? I'm sorry.
I said my other one don't ring right now.
Okay, that's all right. I
Yeah, I
have
got a
another one.
mute on.
I got one of those too. Okay, cool. And this is a cell phone. Do you prefer to be contacted via text, phone, or email?
Text.
And best time of the day to get a hold of you there.
Morning.
And what's your spouse's name?
He has nothing to do with it.
Are you, but you are still married, correct?
Yes.
So I just need to put his name in there. He's not on the claim.
ALAN.
ALAN. Okay, thank you.
License.
Same last name? Okay, gotcha.
Yes.
Thank you for that. Sorry. And
That's
like I
okay.
said, he's not part of it.
No, he's not.
Nope. Okay, let me just look over a couple things here. You're actually almost done. And then for you guys, you do share a phone. So we're going to put the same phone number. And then how
Why
many
is
times
he in the same house he does?
how many times a year would you say you spray Roundup? How many times a month, I should say, when you used it back for helping your mama out, 04 to
Well, at
015?
least, I mean, me and Denise would take turns. Maybe It was a couple of weeks in the summertime.
Okay.
So I probably did it maybe once a month if I did it that much.
Okay, so probably that's about five or six.
I was working it.
Five
I'm
or six
that during that time.
5 or 6 times a year then.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll go with that. And you did use it for at least a full year. You used it for more than a year, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we did.
Thank you. And you kind of already told me that you started using it in the springtime of 2004. That's when your father passed. And you kind of stopped using it around 2015, probably towards the end of the summer. Is that about accurate?
Yeah.
Okay, that's kind of what you said earlier, so just want to make sure we got it right. Now, did you stop using Roundup because of your diagnosis?
Yes, I did.
Good for you.
We all did.
Good for you. And you did apply it seasonally. And did you use a hand sprayer, one of those premixed bottles? Okay, that's pretty much everyone does, hand sprayer. Except some of the farmers, man, they've used it on tractors and stuff.
When I was little.
See, did you use any protective gear when you were applying Roundup? And you can tell me no.
You know, glasses to keep it going back in my face, and I always put something over my mouth too.
Okay.
Glasses mask.
And mask. Okay. And now this was residential, so. Was it just a normal size residential lot, or was it like a half an acre? What would you say?
Oh, it was a big place.
A full
Mom
acre?
And Daddy had, Mom and Daddy had 3.5 acres there of their own.
Yeah, okay. And when you did use it, what were you doing? Fence line, yard line, curb, sidewalks, gutters? Yeah, fence lines.
Yeah.
The normal stuff.
The edges of the flower beds and all that good stuff.
Yep. Okay. You're almost done, so bear with me. You've gone this far. Okay. Curb, sidewalks, flower beds. All right. And you used it in Tennessee?
Yep.
Gotcha. Okay. And it was residential. And you were first exposed directly through yard work, correct?
Mm-hmm.
There we go. Thank you. Okay.
I hadn't even planned on turning it in.
Well, and you were exposed directly. Now, did you personally use Roundup?
Yeah.
Okay. And so if we took that you had approximately 5 exposures per year, but you did that for about 9 years, that's 45. But the question is, how many exposures do you think you've had to Roundup in your lifetime?
I don't know.
That math would be 45. Are you okay to go with that? That's from what you told me.
I mean, Daddy and them used it whenever, you know, they grew tobacco and stuff like that. And
you were exposed.
Yeah.
So, okay.
I was a nurse and things, so I wasn't exposed as most of them were, but I'm sure I was exposed more than I was ever aware of.
Okay, so do you want, and so from your numbers, that was about 45. Do you want me to up that a little bit to maybe 60 exposures in your lifetime, of 15 additional exposures? To be safe, would that be okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because, I mean, my husband doesn't even remember. I asked him about the other day. I said, how much did we work in that tobacco? He said, you didn't work in it none. I said, you wasn't around. Obviously.
Yeah.
I said, you must have been doing something else. He said, well, you weren't out there with me in the field. I said, I didn't ask about being with you. I said, I asked, how many years did Daddy use that Roundup? Well, I don't know. He said, I was out there working in mine. I said, you and Daddy worked together. I said, so just shut up. You don't need to know.
All right. So the question here was, and I just want to get your approval on this. How often were you present during the application of Roundup? You were always present directly, but you also had indirect exposure, correct?
Right.
That's exactly what you were just telling me. Okay. Good. Now, do you live near a water well?
At that time, we did.
Okay. Did you get your water from a well?
Yes.
Okay. Had that well ever been tested that you know of?
No.
Unknown. Okay.
No, it hadn't been tested.
Okay. Oh, okay. Let's go there. And have you ever, to your knowledge, have you been exposed to any other herbicides?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Have you ever been exposed to benzene that you're aware of?
Not that I'm aware of.
How about Agent Orange? You're not old enough, but have you ever been exposed to Agent Orange?
Not that I'm aware of.
And what type of Roundup did you use, the premix or the concentrate?
The kind you mix up in
That's
the bottle.
concentrate. And where did you guys mostly go to get it? In like Home Depot, Lowe's, any particular place, Walmart?
There's a local seed place up here.
Gotcha.
It's a little farm thing or do you that, like I said, a feeding seed.
Is that in Dothan?
No, I mean, this is in Tompkinsville.
Tompkinsville. Thank
Yeah,
you.
where I live at.
Okay, good. We'll get to that.
What city did you just say to me?
I said, you know what? That was Alabama. It was from somebody else. That's on my notepad right here. I said to you,
Okay.
it really was. I was talking to a gentleman earlier in Dothan, Alabama.
Okay.
And I don't know why that came out because the other address you gave me is Whitleyville, Tennessee, Pricetown
Yes.
Road. And that's the only address you've given me. Yeah, I did. I did say that city in Alabama. Sorry about that.
It's okay. I just thought maybe somebody else, just like you just said, had named off that city.
They did, but it just wasn't you. Right. Okay. All right. I just scrolled back up to make sure I didn't make any mistake on that. So we are good. Sorry about that. Only my words misspoke. Only my words, not my writing. Okay. Now, do you have any purchase information, like receipts or anything like that?
No, I threw all that stuff
It's
away.
been a long time.
Yes.
I know. Do you still have any Roundup in your possession? Okay, good. Did you ever smoke cigarettes? And are you currently employed?
No, I'm not. I'm on Medicare disability.
Okay. Did you ever lose any time from work because of your surgery for NHL?
Oh.
And if you could say no if you don't remember, because it would ask for the dates and stuff, but if you did, you should tell me.
I did, but I mean, I couldn't tell you. It wasn't a lot because my spot wasn't a lot.
Okay.
It was just a fluke thing that we even found
True.
it.
So
I have.
how many days do you think you might have missed in 2015 for treatment?
Maybe 2 weeks,
Okay.
a month, something like that.
Okay.
It wasn't a great deal because, as I said, it was such a small area.
Good.
But it's the mind trauma.
Oh, I'm going to get to that in a second. Trust me. I do know the mental anguish. Trust me. That's far worse than. Yes, I get it. Have you ever been in the military?
No, I haven't.
Have you ever
My
been in.
father did.
Have you
My
ever been
father
in.
was, but
Oh, bless his service.
sorry.
No. You're fine.
In the what?
I said, bless his service. Bless his time for serving us.
Thank you.
Now, have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability workman compensation claim?
Yes.
Okay. And just minor details. Can you tell me the details of what happened?
There's been several times I've hurt my back, strained my back and stuff.
Hurt your back.
Yeah,
Approximately what?
one time I had my intestines twist up.
Oh no.
Yeah.
When? What year did you hurt your back?
Oh Lord, I've hurt my back a lot.
The most recent time that you filed disability on that.
probably 2010, maybe. 10 or 11, something like that.
Okay.
It's been a pretty good while.
Okay.
Because I changed my work style.
Okay, good. And you're currently on Social Security Disability, right?
Yes.
Okay. So young.
I've been on it since 19th.
Of this year?
2019.
Oh, 2019. Thank you. Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
Yes, a long time ago.
Okay. Was that in Tennessee?
Yeah.
Okay. And it was discharged, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember approximately what year it was discharged?
Oh, wait.
In your best guess?
Probably 7. 6 or 7.
2007. Okay. Let's see. I'll just put discharged. 2007. Okay. Have you ever been arrested for anything other, not arrested, convicted for anything other than a minor traffic offense?
No.
And who was your doctor?
My doctor right now?
No, who was your doctor you're diagnosing, that diagnosed your NHL. And if you can give me his name, I can find him.
I don't even remember.
Do you remember where you went?
I had the surgery at Cookeville.
Where at, ma'am?
At Cookeville.
How do you spell that?
C-O-O-K-E-V-I-L-L-E. I-E-V-I-L-L-E, I think is how we spell it.
I got it.
Cookeville.
I got it. Regional Medical Center.
Yes.
Okay.
I think that's where I had it.
Okay. Is that where you had your diagnosis? Do you remember?
I'm thinking so.
Okay, I'll put that. It'll come out in the medical records.
But more Lebanon one. It's the only two hospitals I've been to.
I'm going to be asking you the other one in a second. Okay, so okay. We'll get there.
Because I go to both and had surgeries at both.
Okay. And
I had a lot of memory loss.
No, that's okay. So you did have surgery at Cookeville Regional Medical Center, right?
Yes.
And it was the staff that saw you there?
Yeah.
Okay. So you didn't necessarily always have the same doctor?
No. Uh-uh.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, for me, it was just like having a mole taken off.
That's good.
Because it was such a small area. I had went to see my dermatologist because at one point I had a skin cancer on my lip. It was just a little bitty tiny spot.
Uh-huh.
But I still go back and see him sometimes. I've got...
Oh, okay. I'm going to ask you about that.
I was a sun worshiper.
Ah, yes.
These girls nowadays don't know what sun worship is.
Did you, well, let me ask you this. How has your diagnosis of this lymphoma impacted your life? Are you staying out of the sun now?
Well, I have lots of other diseases that make me stay out of the sun.
Okay.
So, but
this particular lymphoma, has it caused you stress and anxiety?
Yes, it has.
Okay.
I cannot wear anything on my back that shows.
Open clothing on back.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I don't even like to wear, white or light colored tan clothes or anything like that. Plus, I put sunscreen on me.
Okay, cannot wear. Now, you don't have to have them in your possession, but if you do, that would be great. But do you know if the hospital, if they have your medical records, or do you happen to have them? I don't need them on this phone call, but I need you to tell me that they exist.
Yes.
Okay.
It should be down there.
Okay. Now, at Cookeyville, when you got treated the first time, that would have been sometime after 6/15/2015. When do you think the first time you got treated, or was that the day, the same day as you got diagnosed? Do you remember?
I'm thinking.
That's okay.
Because they had to do a slide to see that it was precancerous.
Okay.
I think I did it like maybe 2 or 3 days before.
Okay. Okay. So then they got the diagnosis. Then what happened?
They had me come in. And
how many days after that was that? How many days after your diagnosis date? About a week?
Yeah. Something like that.
Okay. Yeah, that's usually what it is. So I'll put about the 23rd of 2015. So that's about a week out. Now, did you go back to Cookeyville or did you go to a different location?
I just went to the doctor's office.
Okay. And what's that doctor's name?
That's the problem. I can't remember that doctor's name. My husband says, you can't remember this.
Do you remember the office? So I might be able to help you if you could give me a little bit of information, something I can find. But we got to have it. And you really are almost done. So, all right, we'll go back to that. You said that you got treatment at a different healthcare facility in addition to Cookeyville. What was that place?
I don't know what it's called. Living in Wilson. I don't know.
Do you remember what street it was on?
Lord, no. Living in Medical Center, I think it's called.
Say that again.
I said, I think it's called Lebanon. Lebanon Medical Center.
Oh, Lebanon.
Lebanon, yes. I think it's Wilson County, maybe.
Hang on.
But it may not be.
Sometimes they change names, too.
I work there, but I can't remember.
Sometimes they change names.
Because I used to work for a home health and go to school with a kid down there. Summit Medical Center. Did they change it to that?
Let me see in Tennessee. Hold on. That may be.
I wish there was a way you could turn.
I do have a Lebanon Health Center in Lebanon, Tennessee. There's also a Lebanon Medical Center. It's located at Castlegate Crossing, and that's on Lincoln Heights Avenue. And then there's another one that's Lincoln Heights. It's on Baddour Parkway in Lebanon, Tennessee. Now, that's a medical center.
Boudreaux.
Say that. Woodrow?
Boudreaux. Boudreaux.
That's it. You got it. Okay, perfect.
Like in I went completely blank. I can see him sitting in front of me.
When do you think
John Claude Van Damme got a movie that's what they call his grandpa or his friend, Boudreaux.
Okay, let's see. Now, where did you go? Did you go back to Cookeyville for oncology to get the cancer removed?
No.
Where'd you go for that?
I went to the doctor's office, but I can't remember the dude's name.
Yeah, gotta have it.
So I know it.
I do. So let's see, oncologist. Was he? Did he also work out of that hospital?
Yes.
Okay, let's try
Because, I
this.
mean, basically, they just
I know how it works.
sheared it off until.
Was it Sidries, Sidryes, by chance? I have a whole list of them here. I'm going to go. I have Thomas Cartwright. I have Sidries that I just read to you. I have Dr.
Where's
Vannanuvat.
he located at?
They're all located in near Cookville, Cookeyville.
That does not help.
No.
No, not for me.
Where do they need to be located at? Those are all doctors that are out of the Cookeyville Hospital.
Does it tell you anything about where Cedric's office is or anything?
Whose?
That one you just asked me about, Cedrus,
Okay.
Cedrate,
Does that
whatever.
sound familiar to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Let me see where he is. Okay. He's a white guy with glasses and a light beard. And he's at the Cancer Center at Cookeville Regional Medical Center at One Medical Center Boulevard, Cookeville, Tennessee. He's an oncology radiation doctor, and he is out of there. He also works in hematology. He went to the University of Alabama, Birmingham. Does that sound like your guy?
No, I think it sounds like my friend's guy that is her
Okay.
doctor.
No,
Sorry.
that's all right. Let's try another one. Now I had him, and then I have Dr. Thomas Cartwright, Carlos Mendens, Jason Meyer, Bridget Freeman, Robin Jacob. That is all the listings of oncologists that are out of that hospital in Cookeyville. Does any one of them ring a bell to you?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. Is there any way that you can
They
find out?
do about different things, but not.
Okay. Let me see something else. So you don't remember where your oncologist was out of. Now, when you went to Lebanon, do you
Well,
remember? Go ahead.
I'm just trying to say. Because they have so many different ones that come in and out.
Yeah, I know. I do know that. Do you remember where the oncologist was at on his address by perhaps the street name?
I couldn't tell you.
Okay.
I'd have to look it up there to have.
Okay.
There's
Would
just
you
certain things that
have that information at your house?
I might have at his house.
Okay, at his house. So tell you what we need. We're stuck, but that's all I needed. You really, other than
It's
that
just
information.
my doctor's birthday.
No, I don't need your doctor's birthday. What I need is I've got your hospital name.
His name.
I've got the healthcare facility. I do need the doctor's name, and then I just need to know who your oncologist is. Even if it's the same doctor, I just need to know who it is. So basically, I need to know your
I don't
doctor's name.
have one anymore.
No, but who was it then?
I know.
And then I would also need to know the date that you got, your last treatment for that outside of the hospital, meaning you went to the hospital, you got your treatment, and then did you have any follow-up? Did you go back? Did they take a look at it? Did anything like that
My
happen?
treatment was pill form.
Okay.
I took it once a month.
Okay. How long did you take it for?
6 months.
Okay. Did you go back to the doctor at the end of the 6 months?
Yes, I did.
So you went back to the
We.
doctor about December of 2015, you went back to the doctor for that.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect.
We got an all clear.
Oh, good for you.
And he said that he just wanted me to keep having my moles and stuff checked, and if I saw any changes, of course, you know, they all point at the spouse.
Now, I think we can finish this up. Let me ask you a question. So I've got Cookeyville Regional Medical Center. That's where you got your diagnosis. I've got Lebanon Medical Center that you went and got a treatment. You took some pills. Probably the last time you went was approximately December of 2015. Now, did you go to a separate location for an oncologist, or did you go to one of those two places?
It was one of those two places.
Do you think it was Lebanon, the medical center that you went to for your treating, for the treatment? You didn't go back to the hospital after you had the surgery, right? You
went. Tell me I got to go. My
Pardon?
Clock is. It tell me I got to go.
It's well, you're
time for me to go to my dentist.
Well, you're almost, you only have, honest to God, you only have about 3 more minutes, if
okay,
that. Okay. And did you receive chemo and immunotherapy? Radiation?
I got, all my treatments were pills.
That's chemo?
Yes.
Okay. What is your current address?
It is 204 Mo Lane, apartment C5, Tompkinsville, Kentucky.
Oh, there it is. Came right up. Okay, and let me put your apartment number in there. Apartment C5. Okay. Now, last set of questions. We do require that you give us an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that we can continue your case for you if we can't get a hold of you for an extended period of time. So could you please give me somebody's first name, phone number, and who they are that we may contact if we can't get a hold of you for an extended period of time? First name, phone number, and who they are, friend, family, or foe.
M-A-R-R. A-N-D-A.
Okay. M-A-R-R-A-N-D-A.
G-R-O-O-M-S.
Okay. And phone number?
615-561-4301.
Thank you, ma'am. And who is that to you?
That is my daughter.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Okay. Now, let me just check this over real quick because that really was the last question. But I got to ask you, have you ever signed documents via DocuSign before?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Let me make sure that I didn't skip because I think at one point I did skip something. Okay. So
we're going to come back to it. I don't remember what one.
We've got Cookeville Regional Medical Center, 1 Medical Center Boulevard, Cookeyville, Stress Anxiety, Cookeyville attending doctor, 6/23 of 2015, approximate treatment date. Then you went to Lebanon. That was at the end of the pills, 12/1/2015. Then you went back to Lebanon was your practice. That's where you went for treatment. You did get the pills, which is the chemo. You live at 204 Molane, Tompkinsville. I've got your emergency contact, your daughter. Let me press this button right here, and it'll tell me if I missed anything. Okay, and you are on a smartphone, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so it did go through successfully. So what I do now is I'm sending you a document via DocuSign. And you said you have done DocuSign before?
Yes, I have.
Okay, perfect. Hang on. Now, what happens from here, Donna, is you go ahead and sign this, but you're going to hear back from the attorney in approximately 48 hours. And I'm going to tell you who that attorney is. So it's no problem here. So if you do have additional questions or anything, you can either reach back out to me or you can talk to the attorney. But to get the ball started, I definitely need you to sign this document. So can you, I sent it right now via text. If you've done it before, you can either go into your email or your text. Do you mind taking a look at that? And then you'll
That's
be done.
What I'm doing right now.
Perfect.
My dentist is 5 minutes away from me.
Okay. Well,
and
you could
I have a big tooth that's busted.
I got one pulled 2 weeks ago.
Mine's right in the front.
Oh, well, I was going to say, I know what's going to happen. Okay.
And I mean, it's cutting every time I turn around, it's either cutting my lip or something. And
Yeah.
it busted back open last night,
Oh, I'm
even
so
worse.
sorry. I'm so sorry.
And
All
it looks
right.
funny. I don't like it.
He'll take care of you. So, and as soon as you've got that signed, you're going to be done. Now, when you're done, when it says complete, so go ahead and click on it. You don't need to download the DocuSign app. All right. So,
Okay.
were you able to open it up?
Well, it's spinning.
Okay, good. You got a little bit of internet going on there.
It's trying.
Okay. You could also do it in your email if you have better luck, but usually you do okay there.
Come on, I need to go.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. Why don't you try it from your email?
That's what I'm doing now.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say you might want to do it either way, from the text or the email. You might get a little better connection.
It's not giving me more than an inch.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah, I see that it's still spinning. I don't see that you've been able to open it yet. Still spinning on your end, ma'am?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hang on just there.
Take your time.
Oh, wait. I got me some lip mouthwash. It's supposed to be for kids.
Now, I just sent you another text, but that's the number to the firm. That would be your attorney.
Ooh-wee. That's nasty. Come on.
Going to say, your guys' internet, you must be out in the county.
Well, no, but it's just I don't have anything but data on mine. Told them I had enough bills as it was. I couldn't take on a phone and
Oh, I hear you.
internet and
I hear
all that
you.
other crap at the
It
moment.
is it still just spinning?
It has. Do you agree?
Oh, just check the box and hit continue. You're
I
set.
did.
And now what's it
It's
doing?
spinning again.
Oh, yeah, it's going to take its time.
Yes. And it's not.
Okay. So you do know how to sign documents, I can tell already by what you said.
I went back to the text to see if by some chance it might let me get to it. It ain't.
I actually know when it'll work better. It'll work better if you actually probably disconnect the call.
Okay.
You do know that, right?
Yeah.
I know you did. See, and I still haven't got that you looked at it. Let me see where you're at, because I get little notifications. So it doesn't look like, let me see. It doesn't look like you've gotten into it.
Says error. The
Yeah.
page you are attempting to reach has encountered an error. Please try again.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I just sent it to you again. All right.
Okay.
Then I'm going to hang up. Now, how many minutes before you actually have to leave the door to go out to your dentist? You said he's 5 minutes away. That means I've got a minute left, right? So can I hang up right now and you could complete that document? I'll get notified via mail, email right here
I'll
that you've,
try.
and then I'll call you back in like 3 minutes. Even if you're in the car, that's fine. Or you could even do it at the dentist's office if you have to. But give it a shot. Let me hang up with you right now. Give it a shot. Okay. And we'll figure it out from there. Okay. So I'll give you about, I'll watch the email here and I'll give you about 2 minutes and I'll call you back and you just tell me if it worked or not.
Okay.
Okay. So about 2 minutes from now, I'll call you right back.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're quite welcome. Let me just do that. I know I haven't hung up yet. There we go. Okay, cool.